Sonche.
Thank you. Good evening, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Council Tax Setting Committee. Thanks for coming through the wind and the rain and so on. We haven't got, I think we're all here, all present and correct, so it's no apologies. There's the minutes of the meeting of the 28th of February, which we can take as read and approve as a true record of that meeting. Is that agreed?
I wasn't there.
Yeah, and indeed, there is only Martin, I think, that was present. And
well, I agree.
So then, so on the basis of Councillor Steers Hanscom's unanimous vote, we'll approve those as a true record. Thanks. There's been no notification of other business. In accordance with Council policy, this meeting is being audio recorded. Members of the public and the press may use their devices to film, photograph or do a sound recording of the meeting, but please let me know you are doing this so I can inform all present. Please do not use flash and disable any sound notifications. Yes, and disable any sound notifications that may emit from your device. Members are reminded to make declarations of interest before an item. The longer reminder about this and speaking rights is set out under the chairman's announcements. Now, public participation, there's none, and that takes us to item 6, the council tax base 2021, and Mr. Compton to present.
Thank you, Chairman. This is the report that we bring to this committee every year. It's a requirement for the committee to set the council tax base. This is the figure on which the actual council tax itself will be calculated when all the budget process has gone through at the February council. So we have to go through an exercise of taking the properties in the district, making allowances for what bands they're in, what discounts and exemptions there are, the effects of the council tax reduction scheme on those, and it goes through a fairly complicated calculation, and we end up with a band D equivalent number of properties for each of the parished areas. These are what you can see on Appendix A. And we need approval from members tonight for this council tax base so that we can then move that forward and use that in the calculation of the actual council tax. The reason that we have to do this in advance rather than at the same time as the the budget setting meeting is because we have to notify the parishes and the county and the arts police so that they can calculate their own council tax precepts as well. So we need the agreement in advance of our particular budget meeting. So I think that more or less covers everything. There is an example at Appendix B of how the sort of calculation is made. It may or may not make any sense to you. I could bore you to death with how this is done. I'm sure you don't want that, but if anybody does, then I'm happy to deal with that outside of the meeting. But, thank you, Chairman.
Cheers. Thanks, Al. Papers open for questions and comments. Councillor Levitt.
Remind me, do these base figures include the precept or not? The parishes.
They use these figures to work out their
precepts from.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they take their council tax requirement, how much they want to raise. They'll divide it by that figure, and that will be the amount of council tax charged for a bandy property within their parish, and then they're multiplied out.
Yeah, and then it's next time we see the list with all the precepts.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
I have a quick question, Chair. In terms of the figures that have been come to, if we were to say in this meeting we disagree with them, is there anything to disagree with?
Not really. this is all done through, as you can see, through calculations. We obviously have to rely on our system, which produces the number of properties that we have in each particular band, and what discounts are applied and such like. But unless you've got reason to doubt that any of the figures are wrong, then we go with them.
Okay. And the formulas that you speak about, are they dictated to us as a council, or do we set those calculations?
No, this is laid down in statute, how we calculate this.
That's Councillor Norbert. Is there any other question? Councillor Strong.
Yeah, the only thing that was kind of worries me is that in the non-collection rate bit, there's the impact of new properties coming into tax, which may not be valued until the following year.
Mm-hmm.
New properties, though, do we not know when new properties that come on, come into the district are sold? They have got a price tag on most of them because they're new and they've been bought. I'm just intrigued why it says they may not be valued until the following year.
The valuation has to be done by the Valuation Office agency. It's not quite as simple as saying we know what the value is, because that is the value as of today. These properties have to be valued as of the 1st of April 1991. So the VOA will have to work out what that property would have cost on the 1st of April 1991.
I wish I hadn't asked the question.
I bet you're glad you did ask.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm only pleased that I could give you the answer.
Yeah. I think I heard that being answered on some meeting previously, I think, but it's a good question.
When we get to business rates calculations.
Given that we know that information then, and we've obviously been doing it before, how come it's taking till the following year to actually know what that means? Surely we've got tables there where we can easily go,
it's not within our gift to put a value on it. It's the Valuation Office agency that have to value the property. We have to go by what they tell us.
And they are, the Valuation Office are?
They're an agency of the Inland Revenue.
So reliably reformed for taking a while, are they?
At the moment, yes, I'm afraid they are. Yeah, up to 6 months at the minute to come up with a valuation.
Okay, any other questions on that? Well, there's two recommendations in front of you, colleagues. The committee has recommended to set a non-collection rate of 1% for 2020-2021, and that the committee has recommended to set the council tax base for 2020-2021 at 49,979.6, and that the individual sum shown in Appendix A Beach Paris be agreed. Is that agreed?
Yep.
Agreed. Yep, that is unanimous. Thank you, colleagues. And that takes us then to the next item, which is the National Non-Domestic Rate Return in NDR1. Howard.
Thank you again. If you thought the council tax was not clear, this is it only gets worse, I'm afraid. Again, we have to provide every year by the 31st of January a form that is called NNDR1, which is the council's best estimate of the amount of business rates it's going to collect in the following financial year. We've been doing this ever since business rates came into effect in 1990. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, the government changed the rules to say that that return had now to be approved by members. Hence, for the last 4 or 5 years, we've been bringing this to this committee. Now, the problem is that, and this is a problem that we have every year, is that the NDR1 is never finalised until after the autumn statement, or now autumn budget as it is now, so it always arrives late. There are always many iterations of the particular form, and so invariably we come along to this meeting with the best figures that we've got, but ask you to note the fact that there's very likely to be changes made to it between now and the 31st of January, and so therefore could you please delegate authority to change it if necessary by the 31st of January. Position's even worse this year because with Brexit and the general election, etc., there was no autumn statement or autumn budget. We know that there's going to be a budget on the 11th of March, I believe, and we also know that the government are going to make changes to business rates legislation. They are going to be introducing a 50% instead of 33 1/3% relief for retail businesses, and there are a few other things that they're proposing to do as well. Now, of course, the problem is that it's not law yet, so we've got this form to fill in. The MHCLG haven't even circulated this to councils. They just put it on their website. So we know that we've done our best to complete this form on the basis of what we know at the moment, but we also know that it's going to change because the changes that are going to be coming in through the budget. Now, what we're not clear about at this moment in time is whether they're going to require us to submit an amended form by the 31st of January, or whether they expect us to submit this form knowing that it's going to be wrong, and then expect us to submit another form after the budget in March. We don't know what's going to happen yet. The MHCLG are quiet on this at the moment. We're presenting to you tonight the best effort that we can, knowing that it's going to be wrong, or not going to be the final version anyway, and asking that you allow delegation to enable us to make any changes that we need to do by the 31st of January to meet that requirement. Not much else I can say, Chairman, really, other than that. It's a bit of a dog's breakfast, I'm afraid. And every council's in the same boat at the moment.
Okay. You're unlikely to see anything before the end of January anyway, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm going to be at a meeting tomorrow with a software supplier where I hope that we might get some update on this, or at least be able to... on the software supply group, we have a guy who's got contacts and works very closely with MHCLG on this. So hopefully we'll get some input into it, or at least know a bit better what's going on. But at the moment, it's very unclear. That's the most charitable thing I can say.
Okay. Papers open for discussion, questions.
Don't envy your job. The only comment I would make on
this. I think, first of all, the committee have, there's three recommendations in front of you, 2.1, 2.2, 2. Or, actually, it's another 2.1. It's, I think there's a.
Yes,
2.3. Yeah, 2.3. Yeah. That should be that.
Oh, gosh, I didn't spot that.
The Commission Delegates Amendments, so that's actually 2.3. There's three recommendations in front of you. Howard, is presumably you'll also be able perhaps to update us that we've got another meeting of this committee in...
There's another meeting at the
end of February.
We can do an update.
If you could do an update at that meeting, where we're up to on that, that'd be helpful. But committee happy to agree those three recommendations. It's not an ideal situation, but as Howard has described, but happy to agree those three recommendations.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we know the date of this meeting?
I should point out as well, Chairman, which I just forgot to do, is that there is a typo in 10.1 with the date there. It says 2021-19.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Ignore the 19.
Yeah. Is it 27th?
Yes.
Have you got it? Because I can't seem to get into my...
Yeah, 27th is the... of the seven o'clock. Okay, well, yes, yeah, so we could agree that, we could do a further, so agree those recommendations, and we'll do a further update at the next meeting. So thank you very much. That concludes the business meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.